but you would most want to be swallowed by?
I've said it before, and I'll say it again.
Hit me.
Harry Connick Jr.
I'm worried.
God, you mean that, though.
Justin, this is the space of honesty. This is our fourth live show here.
There's no
in the
fucking
Lodge.
There's no fucking levels of kayfabe I can get on board with that I can buy you not actually genuinely wanting to be swallowed
okay.
by Harry Connick.
First
Jr.
of all, he's a beautiful man with beautiful teeth and a beautiful esophagus.
And when he croons,
you see right
you can see fucking everything.
Yeah, he's
right
trying to get
down.
In there.
It's glorious.
My answer is, of course, as returning listeners know, this is just a dolphin. It's not like the most, it's not like a very exotic or creative
Justin,
answer.
Justin, before you chime in with yours, Griffin, when you imagine being swallowed by the dolphin.
Yeah.
Do you imagine a scenario where you can like see out the blowhole or like there's a shaft of light?
No!
We've talked about this like 18 times. I can't believe this is the first time this has come
about
over.
Having a little blowhole like lens.
And someone's like, do you want to be rescued? And you're like,
fuck
no,
why would I? No, just think about it. Like, they're like super muscular. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get a nice squeeze.
And tender?
Well, I don't know about tender, but they are like, if they're, if they're half as soft on the inside as they are on the outside, like smooth, like
you know that
smooth?
Difference between someone trying to crush you and someone just giving you a hug that's too strong?
Yeah, no, I would like the crushing. That's like my thing. But also, they are human-sized, roughly, so that it's almost like a aquatic sleeping bag, almost. Mm-hmm. You just, like, getting into it, super slippery, super muscular, just, like, right in there, no big deal. Blowhole to breathe through, I didn't even fucking think about that.
You're going to be in there for a while, and you're going to be fine.
Man, dolphins.
Okay, Justin, what's yours?
What's my what?
What's... who or what, just as a fun icebreaker game... to break the ice, who or what?
And just to be clear, it's who or what.
Who
so
or what?
So wide open spaces.
Yeah. Well, no, that spaces we've
okay,
fucking
fair enough.
Super tight.
Very claustrophobic spaces. Yeah.
Who or what?
Would you want to be swallowed by?
Not.
No, this is fine. This is fine. If you had to.
Well, John Goodman.
Solid.
Yeah,
solid choice.
I mean, he seems like a spacious man.
Yeah, you're not saying he's, I get it. He's not like
not
super fat. He's just like.
It's just like, it looks like there's room for you to hang out inside John Goodman.
You could get a buddy in there.
Yeah.
You could hang out in there for ages before you had to come up for
It'd
air.
It'd be like a 90s TV show in which you shot inside the stomach, but there were like beanbag chairs in there.
Right.
I thought it was actually weird in the series finale of Roseanne when they revealed that the entire season had actually taken place inside of John Goodman's stomach.
You thought that was weird?
Yeah.
I could see, like, you could make a life for yourself inside John Goodman. I could see myself, like... Somebody new.
Just meeting someone and settling down.
Like someone new gets swallowed by John Goodman and I like fall down from his glottis and I'm like, welcome, traveler. Let me show you to the pancreas. We've made a room for ourselves there.
When I asked my wife that question earlier, she said without hesitation, giraffe.
Yeah.
Solid.
That's a fucking good answer. You get your fucking money's worth, that's for sure. You're mean that slip and slide for like 20 minutes, maybe.
And she said it, I shit you not like this. Who or what would you want to be swallowed by? Giraffe.
Yeah. Demon, let's get it out. She's been thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a definitely.
She's a fan. She's been listening to Big Gulp since the beginning.
Yeah, she's a gulper. Here, we've got a lot to talk about, a lot to do. We've got some video content to discuss. Why the fuck are you here? Like, you guys knew that this was going to be happening tonight. Why would you have come if you didn't want to see more video content? I don't get it.
But first, Griffin, I think we have something to discuss.
Yeah, this was a topic that came up on last week's show, and we had a lot of contentious sort of emails. We got a lot of people weighing in. Travis and I got like into it. I don't know. It was like, do I have water up here? Is it hiding behind my laptop? Found it.
Swallow it slow.
Oh, that's right.
Like we do.
Did you get any of that? I needed you to... Oh, I can't do it twice.
Dusty, did you crank that up? Did you crank that up, Dusty?
It's fine.
I assume she did. It's
Thanks,
fine. It'll
Dusty.
Be fine. Oh, man, that hurt.
Sometimes love hurts.
We got, like... It got, like, heated, and Travis and I ended the episode early.
Last week's episode with Dan Harmon.
Yeah, it got, like... We reached a space where I didn't like being, because, like... We create this product together. I'm very proud of it. I'm, like, super, super
oh,
proud
yeah,
of
it. Oh, yeah, definitely. It's been number one on iTunes for weeks.
Yeah, Guy too.
You have to find the category, but if you do, it's there. Trust us.
I-T-O-O-N-S.
And it got really heated, and so I wanted to, like, bring it up here and see if we could, like, resolve shit and move on, and maybe Justin could help, because he's the oldest brother. He could, like, I don't know, he could mediate.
He's been around a long time. Yeah. He's seen way more of our shit.
I've been swallowed by a few things.
Yeah.
For sure.
And the fight that we had, if you didn't listen to last week's episode, was whether or not...